Good evening and God bless everybody. This is Apostle Joseph Rodriguez with Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God, amen. And today we're going to be talking about the formula that leads to grace, amen. Because there's a formula that leads to grace, praise God. But first, let's start with a prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father God, today we ask that you open the hearts of every listener today, in their homes, in their cars, in their workplaces, wherever they may be at, so that they may be able to receive some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Now, once again, today, the topic is the formula that leads to grace. Now, I say that because grace is only obtained through faith. For the Bible says, grace through faith. Amen. And according to the word of God, the evidence of faith is obedience. Amen. And we find this in Romans 1 and 5. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. For obedience to the faith, whatever it is you have faith in, you must have obedience to, amen. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ, you must obey those teachings. And that's also why he said unto the Jews who believed on him, if you hold to my teachings, are you truly my disciples indeed, amen. And also in Romans 16, 26, we see it says, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith. Amen. That's why the formula to grace is faith, action, then comes grace. In other words, faith and obedience or works equals grace or salvation. Amen. Faith without works is dead. That's why the Bible says that, amen. But now let us confirm this with the word of God. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, New King James Version. Faith without works is dead. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Just like you could sit there and have, you know, a good attitude and say, you know, I hope you have a good day and I hope you get warm and you feel better. But should if you didn't do nothing to accompany those good words or those good attitudes or good vibes you displayed through your words to those people going through that thing, amen, then there is no evidence of actual faith. Basically, the difference between a true believer and a believer that just claims to be a believer is the believer will do those things that are convenient for his body, amen, and that is obeying the word of God. And a pretender will just say all the good things and always have God on his lips, but God will be not found in his heart. And his actions will show that. Amen. So once again, that says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. See, faith without works is dead because you need to do works in order for the body to have what it needs while being a follower of Christ to stay in the spirit. Amen. If you don't feed the body the works of the Lord through faith, your body will lack the spiritual nourishment, praise God, that it needs. And that's why faith by itself and that does not have works is dead. Amen. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble, amen? But do you want to know, foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Amen. So the Lord had came to Abraham and told him if he did something that such and such would happen, amen. So Abraham being a man of faith, praise God, and believing the promises that God gave him, happily went and brought his child to the altar to sacrifice him, amen. And that was the evidence that Abraham believed the promises that God gave him. To the point he did anything he told him in return, amen. That's faith, praise God. And it was accounted to him for righteousness. When you listen to the word of God and you start to apply it to your life, that is evidence that you believe in the promises of God, amen? And that's why faith without works is also dead. Verse 25, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot or the prostitute also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? Amen? She didn't just say she was a believer in God and that she honored God with her body. But when it came down, when she was actually tested, she showed up and showed out and she protected those who was also of her fold. Amen. For as the body without the spirit is dead, verse 26, so faith without works is dead also. Amen. To be like him. To be like him, the evidence is practicing righteousness. If you want to be like Jesus, or you claim to be like Jesus, the evidence would be you practicing righteousness. And righteousness is doing what is written in the word of God, amen? Keeping the commandments and holding to the teachings of Jesus Christ. The evidence that you are like Jesus is practicing righteousness. For it says in the Bible, in 1 John chapter 2, verses 29, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Amen. If you practice righteousness, you must be born of Jesus Christ. You must be born again in Jesus Christ, because that is the evidence. Someone who practices righteousness, amen. And then we read also in 2 Timothy 2:22, to flee also the useful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with all those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, meaning your heart cannot have a blemish or stain or wrinkle. It cannot be divided with a little bit of the world and mostly God. It has to be purely on fire for Christ. Amen. To flee the youthful lust, those things you used to desire before you came to Christ when you was a babe also in Christ, and you still was growing, amen, and you was becoming more and more conformed to the image of Christ to flee those things, amen. You are to grow from these things in the journey of Christ. You are to have the evidence also of being a child of God and growing in Christ is fleeing those youthful lusts and pursuing righteousness. Amen. So righteousness comes from the newfound faith we find in Christ and not of the law. Amen. We follow God just like the Gentiles did in their hearts without the law through Christ. Amen. That's where righteousness comes from. It comes from the newfound faith in Christ, from he who knew no sin and who was a man of righteousness himself. Praise God. Philippians 3:9 says, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness, and may we be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. So through the basis of our faith in the promises of God, we choose to be righteous, amen, which leads us to grace and salvation, praise God. It is through the faith that we have in the word and the promises of God that we keep his law and his word, amen. But we are not made righteous through his law, rather, but through our faith, amen, in Christ. And in the basis of our faith, amen, are we righteous. So faith without works is dead, because that's the difference between two different types of believers. You have believers who have faith on their lips, and you have believers who have faith in their heart, and the evidence of their faith is in their actions, in their works, and they have received grace through it. And then you have those who claim to be believers but don't have it in works and don't have the evidence in their actions, and they have not experienced the grace or the mercy of God. Amen. Because faith without works is dead, and the evidence of faith is obedience to the word of God. Amen. So to have grace, you need faith. That's why the Bible says grace through faith, meaning you can't get to grace until you go through faith. And the evidence of faith is obedience. Amen. So the formula that leads to grace is faith, action, grace. Amen. That's why if you ask, you shall receive, because asking is a form of action, praise God. And once you have an action, faith is activated through the evidence of the obedience in the midst of that prayer, praise God, and the mercy is now poured out in the midst of your petition. And you will receive, hallelujah, because the formula that leads to grace is faith, action, salvation, praise God. You cannot say you are a believer or a true Christian if you are not walking in the truth of Christ. If you are not demonstrating that you are a Christian through your works or through your righteousness in Christ for his sake, praise God. Once again, faith without works is dead. And we read this once again in Romans 1:5. Through him, we have received grace. And no, I'm sorry. Actually, read this in James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of them says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you don't give that person what he needs to be warmed or filled, what the body needed, what does it profit that man if you just say it, but you don't do it to help that man? What does it profit to say I'm a Christian, but you don't walk like a Christian? You don't look like a Christian. You don't act like a Christian. Praise God. You can't just talk like a Christian. You got to walk like a Christian. That's why faith without works is dead. Praise God. Once again, Verse 18, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you not know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Do you not know, O foolish man, that you can't just walk around saying this and saying that? You gotta prove it. You gotta be a man of action. You gotta be a man that works in the word of God. You gotta work it out. You gotta walk it out. You can't just walk around talking the good talk. God says, oh foolish man, don't you know that a man that has no works has no faith? Because a man of faith is a man of works. Hallelujah. So we must know today and understand that no matter what anyone says, if they don't have the fruits that are found in the Bible according and regarding to the works of the Lord, then they cannot possibly have the faith that comes with being a true believer in Christ Jesus. Because once again, Abraham was not considered someone who believed on God and became a friend until he went and put his son on the altar. It wasn't until after he raised that knife over his son to sacrifice him that he was given a way out and didn't have to sacrifice him. And then was he accredited a man of righteousness. You are not accredited or accounted as someone who believes in the promises of God until you walk according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. You must uphold his teachings. You must follow him with everything you have. You must sacrifice and give up everything, or else you are not worthy to be his disciple. There are things you must do. There are actions you must take. There are things you must give up. Praise God. It's not just talking the good talk. You must also then apply what you just talked while talking the good talk, or else you'll just be him who talks a good talk and not him who talks and backs it up and who is going to have the mercy and the grace poured out over his life while here on this earth, living as a true testament and a witness of the power of God, a true testimony, living according to the righteousness of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have those who are there being tares in the midst of those who are here doing what they are called to do, who will be removed in the later times. There are many who claim God and don't have the works of God, and you must leave them where they are and let the blind lead the blind. Praise God, because God has something for them. Their reward is already waiting for them. Amen. Their judgment is already at the gate. And we have to stay calm and patient and just continue being faithful and trusting in the promises of God and never stop being righteous, never stop being holy, never stop doing what the Bible says, never stop compromising what the Word of God says, to be liked in a church, to be okay with family. We must continue to do the works of the Lord. Amen. We must continue to do what we know is right, according to what the Holy Ghost has revealed to us already through the Word of God, through the teachers that God has placed in our lives that have confirmed that God does not want us to stop working for him. He does not want us to stop being righteous in respect for him. He does not want us to stop giving him the glory, the praise, the honor that he is deserving, after making a way for us to be reconciliated back to the grace through faith that he provided through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So with that, we want to say one more time that faith without works is dead. I cannot say that I'm a good father and not be there for my son. Praise God. But if I am there for my son, then I can say that I am a good father. I cannot say that I am a Christian without having the image of Christ. But if I conform to the image of Jesus Christ, then I can say with confidence and unashamed that I am a Christian. Amen. So, oh dear Heavenly Father God, I pray that someone receives something from this short Bible study, that they may be able to understand that your presence is worthy of action. Hallelujah. That you are the author and finisher of our faith, and you are a God of action who provided his own son on the cross of Calvary, who shedded his blood for us, also some more action to seal our salvation and our plan of redemption, dear God, so that they may be able to see also that you started with action, and we must also follow in pursuit as your children, children of action. Amen. So dear God, I ask that they can receive this message today and understand that works without faith is dead, in Jesus' name. Amen. This was a quick study on faith without works is dead. This is actually a very profound message. This is a very extensive message, but this is the summary of it. And this is actually a 3-course series. If anyone is interested, reach out to Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. The email is church@gmx.us. And also, please reach out to anyone for prayer if you need it. Once again, you can find us also on Facebook at Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. You can message us on Facebook for prayer, for anything, for questions, for baptism, for anything. We are here for the people and for those who are hungry for truth. In Jesus' name, for here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. I'll see y'all on the Sabbath, which is this Friday at sundown until Saturday until sundown. But we give the teaching at Saturday sundown at the end of the Sabbath. Praise God. Y'all have a blessed night in Jesus' name.